Tucked away in a wooded area south of Newark sits Exceptional Care for Children, Delaware's first and only pediatric skilled nursing facility.
Or in other words, a pediatric nursing home.
Shannon McLaughlin-Abel is ECC's Director of External Affairs and Development.
So we care for children who are medically fragile between the ages of birth and 21. We are a residential option, so children can be with us long term until they're 21. And we exist because the children no longer need an acute care hospital setting, such as AI DuPont. However, for various reasons, they're not able to go home and receive care at home. So ECC is the next best option.
I saw on your website that term medically fragile. What exactly does that mean?
Sure. So medically fragile for us means that any child who has chronic medical issues, and for most of our children, it requires them to rely on a piece of medical technology for survival. The majority of our children, their medical dependency on technology is very visible. So a trach, an artificial airway to help them breathe, a feeding tube that they wear on their back, oxygen on, a 24-hour basis. So they rely on these, medical interventions to help them survive and thrive. And the goal is eventually they will be weaned off of this equipment as they get older. But for some of our children, they will need this equipment into adulthood and for the rest of their lives.
41 children currently reside at ECC. The facility's max capacity is 42, but one bed is usually kept open for an emergency case, and there is a waiting list. Most of the patients will be at the facility for some time.
Since we do three main types of care, short-term transitional care, long-term care, and also palliative end-of-life care, the majority of our children who are here on a short-term basis come to us as infants, and they just need a couple years, on average 4 years, to catch up. Our long-term children will be with us into their 21. At 21, we do have to, right now, transfer them out of our facility. And then palliative care, it's not a main thing we do here. We've only had 16 children in 13 years pass away in our palliative care program.
Like other kids, McLaughlin-Abel says the ECC patients do go to school.
So our children, just like, any typical child at home, they thrive on structure. So our children who don't have a critical need, such as an artificial airway, and they don't have to be with a nurse here, they're able to get on a school bus, and they go out to various different schools, a couple different districts in the state. However, the vast majority of our children have to be with an ECC nurse, so they go to school here at ECC. We have two classrooms that are staffed by the Christiana School District, the REACH program. So our children go to school throughout the day, but then they also receive skilled therapy sessions, so physical, occupational, and speech-language pathology sessions. And they also go to play therapy because at the end of the day, these are children and we treat them like children. So they do need to play and have, that enjoyment. And our play therapy also works on, social and emotional goals, things that children naturally get at home. We're working on those things here because they don't naturally occur here.
ECC is actually the result of great advancements in modern medicine, founded by Janine Winsness. She recognized more children whose cases a decade or two ago may have been hopeless were being saved by medicine, and now they needed ongoing treatment.
So 13 years ago, a large majority of our residents here wouldn't have survived birth because the medical technology was not there to help them, survive birth and, thrive into becoming a child and adolescent. Our founder, who was a Pennsylvania registered nurse, she was working with children who were terminal, and she was realizing that her patients were never getting to leave the hospital. They were never getting to be children and have their own bedrooms and have experiences that she thought they deserved, even though they had medical obstacles that would ultimately, lead to them being in palliative care situations. So she taught herself how to write grants, and she was exploring this option, and she was networking. And lucky for her and lucky for ECC, she made a connection with a couple, and they helped her with a business plan. And the husband in the couple worked in commercial real estate. And he found this piece of property for us at 11 Independence Way. and they purchased it for us.
Moving forward, McLaughlin Abel says ECC would like to build to address a growing need.
ECC is currently facing an aging out problem. And I say ECC is, but it's really the state of Delaware. Currently at 21, ECC has to transfer our children before their 21st birthday. And there's not a lot of options to transfer our children because they have critical airways. And a lot of adult care facilities, adult nursing homes, are not equipped to deal with individuals who are dependent on trach vents to survive. So currently, we're not able to have an adequate amount of time to safely prepare them to go into adult care. And the main reason for that is because children's health care is very centralized, whereas adult health care is not. I mean, think about when you go to the doctor. You are tasked with being your own historian. You have to know your maternal history, your paternal history. You have to know what you're allergic to. Our children can't do that because our ECC nurses and our staff are serving as their historians throughout their lives. So ECC was recently approved to build a 22-bed contiguous connected building on our property. Right now, we're calling this the Bridge Unit. And our hope for this unit will be that our Nemours doctors, who see our children once a week and treat them, will be able to work alongside either doctors or physician's assistants from ChristianaCare. So those physician assistants from ChristianaCare and our Nemours pediatricians will treat these adolescents and children who are becoming young adults and prepare them for the adult healthcare system so that these adult doctors, these med ped doctors, get to know our children and, you know, their symptoms and their specialties and things like that. And it will give them, you know, a higher quality of living and care as they become adults.
The project is just getting off the ground with no real timetable yet for completion, a couple of years at least. But the effort did recently get a $225,000 donation from the Louis Scapeno Family Foundation. Donations make up a large part of ECC's funding.
Our children's basic medical care is covered through long-term care Medicaid reimbursements. However, that only goes so far, and that doesn't cover the extras. So we rely purely on corporate and foundation grants, along with donations from, you know, individuals in the community, schools, church groups, things like that.
Donations also help ECC ensure patients experience some of the joy of childhood.
Whether it be pulling gifts together for Christmas or ensuring that they have new clothes as the seasons turn, or even bigger things like experiences. In February 2019, we raised money to take 9 children to Walt Disney World. So those donations allow these children to put their medical obstacles aside and focus on, you know, the simple joys of childhood that children without medical obstacles are able to do at home.
To make a donation, you're encouraged to visit exceptionalcare.org.
And of course, monetary donations have the most deliberate effect, you know, and quick effect on our children. But we also need people to donate their time. ECC does not have an age limit on volunteers. So we are always encouraging families and children and school groups to reach out to us and inquire how they can help, because we want our children to be around individuals from the community, and we want people to come inside and come in our doors and see what's happening here.
Our thanks to Shannon McLaughlin Abel, part of the team doing exceptional work at Exceptional Care for Children in Newark. Chris Carl, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.